Archbishop John Sherrington, thank you so much for joining us. You are, of course, the Archbishop of Liverpool, but also the lead bishop for life issues for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. And today we are here to talk about Day for Life, which is coming up on the 21st of June. Day for Life is the day in the church's year dedicated to raising awareness about the meaning and value of human life at every stage and in every condition. And we know that it's celebrated on the third Sunday of June each year, this year, as I say, on the 21st of June. Now, this year, the bishops have chosen the theme, the wonder of the child in the womb. And I wondered if you could please, first of all, just tell us a bit more about this theme and this year's campaign.
Well, thank you very much, Steph. I'm very pleased to be able to speak to you today. So this year, the three bishops' conferences, England and Wales, Scotland and Ireland, chose the theme, the wonder of the child in the womb, because again, we want to highlight the wonder of the child, that when a woman becomes pregnant, so often there's joy, there's excitement for the future, and there's this child that's beginning to grow in the womb. We want to highlight the joy of this, the gift of the child, especially as articulated and sung in the Psalms of the Old Testament, the wonder of the child that God has created that is in the womb.
Thank you. And as you, with the other bishops, mention in this year's message, for parents who have lost a child in the womb or perhaps shortly after birth, those parents are particularly able in a special way to recognize that wonder and humanity of their child. And we know that the loss of a child is a particular form of grief, which isn't often spoken about, or perhaps is still considered maybe even taboo in some parts of society. So we wondered why the bishops have chosen to speak on this subject now.
I think it's very important because, as you say, there are many women who are carrying a lot of pain because of a miscarriage or stillbirth or perhaps the loss of a child soon after birth. It's an area that the church in the past has not dealt particularly well with. As you say, there was a lot of privacy, there was a lot of not talking about these things for whatever reason. And so we thought that in entering into this reflection, particularly on Father's Day, was an opportunity to open up this painful area so that the grief can be identified and the church can help women and parents through grief, through prayer, through support. But that it's important to name this because unless we name the truth of situations, then they remain covered up. So naming the truth and the loss of a child is a way of being compassionate and also beginning to help a parent or a woman to process the grief of the loss of that child.
And speaking of that prayer and support through the church, I wondered if you could tell us a bit more about that support through the church. What's available for couples and families who are suffering the loss of a child?
Well, I think that there is the possibility of praying with the person. I think our chaplains in hospitals are now much better at being able to be present at such loss. I remember as a parish priest being called to the hospital after a delivery of a child that had been born dead from the womb. And then I prayed with the mother, and then later she wanted a service at the crematorium. And we prayed, it was full of grief. And this was a couple from Zimbabwe. And we went for the burial in the graveyard. And I thought, what could I do to help this couple in their grief? Because they were just so lost. And I said, what would you do at home? What would you sing? How would you mark this loss? And then they knew what to do. So they started their songs, their cultural approach to this baby's death, and it was very beautiful. And I felt that being able to say that and not knowing what to do, but to say, what would you do at home, actually helped them immensely to grieve for the loss of their child. So we can find ways. Another situation from the hospital was to actually conduct the funeral rites for another child that had died very quickly after birth. And the couple were from the Congo and didn't really speak much English. So I found a French rite, and in my poor French, led the little funeral rite. And I think that helped them. So we can find creative ways of helping people in their grief. A couple can always have a mass offered for anybody, living or dead. And also within the parish community, there will be other women who have lost children in this way. They may be a source of support, being able to talk to another woman, the support that comes through the parish or through other groups that can be supportive to mothers who have lost their children.
It's wonderful that the church is speaking into this issue and is able to provide that support. And those are just wonderful examples of, as we say, sometimes meeting people where they are and that moment of encounter. I wondered now if you could tell us a bit more about the Day for Life Fund and the sort of support that it provides for pro-life causes in England and Wales. What kind of organisations and work does the Day for Life Fund support?
Just before I answer that question, it comes to mind that one of the most consoling things that anybody can do is to go into a church and light a candle and say a prayer for the little child. Often parents will have given the child a name in the womb or some form of name, and they can always light a candle and say that prayer. And that is something you can do privately without fuss, but can be very consoling. So, coming back to your question about the Day for Life Fund. In England and Wales, we take a collection on this day, and this is to fund activities and groups who work in pro-life situations. So there will be some of the funding that will be given to local groups within dioceses who may be reaching out in bereavement groups or who are working in childcare in some way, voluntary groups or small charities that are providing a local help to people in need. And then we also, as a church, fund some of the larger charities who are working on pro-life issues. So the fund, much reduced now since COVID, will be used for various ways of supporting pro-life activities. And we do give some account of that on the Bishops' Conference website. So you will know that if you do contribute, then your monies are being used either locally or nationally by the church in accord with pro-life activities.
Thank you, Archbishop John. And as you say, you can find out much more information on the Bishops' Conference website, www.cbcew.org.uk, where there is lots of information available about Day for Life and also about how to donate online. But you can also donate during the second collection in your parish on the 21st of June. Thank you very much, Archbishop John, for sharing your experiences and also all of this very important information about the Day for Life Fund with us.
Thank you very much, Steph.